Hello there. This is going to be Sunday's message for you. I'm sitting at my table and Lee Warden is guiding me through this. And he's sitting here on my left. You may hear him chuckle a little bit. In the background is my kitchen. And so I'm going to bring this from my home so we don't have to get out and get exposed. I'm not wearing my gloves, so sorry about that. But I want to bring you a little word of encouragement out of Matthew chapter 10, and just two or three verses here. And let me read this, and then we'll have some comments. This is going to be shorter. You'll be shocked. I'm not real crazy about doing it this way, but, you know, that's the way it is. And then the president called me and asked me to please not have church Sunday. And we talked a while about various government things. But anyway, we got back to the subject, and I told him I wouldn't. But the next Sunday, we might argue a little bit. But here's what it says in Matthew 10, verse 26. Don't be afraid of those who threaten you. The time is coming when everything that's covered will be revealed. And all that is secret will be made known to all. And what I tell you in the darkness, shout abroad when the daybreak comes. And what I whisper in your ear, shout from the housetops for all to hear. And then it goes into the really good stuff. It says, don't be afraid of those who want to kill your body. They cannot touch your soul. And it says, fear only God who can destroy both soul and body in hell. That sounds awful harsh. It's not. It's just saying, if you're going to be afraid of somebody, you know, be afraid of the Lord. You know, don't tick him off too bad. And he's not going to take your soul, but things don't go well for us when we just aggravate God continually. And he's just saying, don't be afraid of everybody else. So they take your body, big deal. You get a brand new one. And the older I get, the happier that makes me. So, you know, that's okay with me. But then look at what it says. It says, what is the price of two sparrows? One copper coin. That's it for two of them. And it says, even there, you know, these cheap little birds, you can buy two of them for a little bitty coin. And it's not even our penny. It was like a half penny, quarter penny in those days. And you could buy two little sparrows. And he said, but not a single sparrow can fall to the ground without your father knowing it. And the very hairs of your head are all numbered. My friend here is not so worried about that, but he's got a few hairs on his face, so he counts those. God knows how many is in his mustache and his beard. But it says, so don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. We all need to hear that. There's so much panic. And it's like, don't be afraid. You're more valuable to God than the whole flock of sparrows. So let me just title this here. You know, God knows and God cares. And I'll I'm going to hit this and just kind of move through rather quickly. But what he's saying is this. Look, the poor folks in that day, and that's why this sparrow thing is in here. The poor folks in that day, I think God's calling, but we'll be okay. But the poor folks in that day, they couldn't afford to buy a big sacrificial lamb or anything. And so the really poor people were allowed to buy sparrows. And they also ate these little birds. And say, that's not much, but when you're really hungry, anything helps. And so these little sparrows were very insignificant. But God says, I know and I care, and I care about a little tiny bird. If I care about that bird, what do you think I feel about you? Do you think there's anything too small in your life for me? Anything? If you need a pair of shoes, do you think that needing a pair of shoes is insignificant to God? If a little tiny sparrow falls out of a tree and hits the ground and God's saying, I saw that, there's one of my little baby birds. There's one of my little creations that just hit the ground. Its life's gone. He said, I know about it and I care about it. Why did Jesus use this illustration? Well, they're sitting out there most of the time in the open. He's looking at birds. He's saying, look at those little sparrows. They don't mean anything to anybody, right? They mean something to God. And if God cares that much about a little tiny sparrow, what do you think he cares about your broken shoelace? And he's saying, oh, come on, get real. I think sometimes we don't realize it's the little things in life that trip us up. And that's why God is so concerned about the stuff we tend to take as insignificant. We only, you know, you might have been told at one time or another, and I have been many times. You know, yes, God cares, but he cares about the big stuff. He gave us a brain. He expects us to work out our own little problems. Don't you bet on it. Most of my big problems started out as little bitty problems, and I screwed them up, messed them up, because I tried to do it myself. I didn't say, God, here's this thing. And I think I've got enough experience to handle it, you know, so I'll take care of it. I didn't say, God, before I jump on this, relying on my experience and my knowledge and whatever else, what do you think about this? Is it your will that I do this? Do you want me to do this, purchase this, do this, go out and do whatever it is I'm going to do? You know, yeah, God gave me a brain and he gave me common sense. Like, should I wear some gloves when I use a gas pump handle? Yeah, I think so. I think so. But then again, if I need, you know, if there's someone that needs caring, what if they need me to touch their arm? What am I going to do? Do I trust God and pat them on the arm? Or do I say, no, I'm going to keep my social distance? You'll have to decide that. I'm not telling you to do either way. But what I am saying is, think, is there anything too insignificant to God? Let me share something with you. You think he sees germs? Do you think he sees this virus? Did it surprise him like it did us? Not at all. He knew it was coming. He knew it was coming for wherever created. He knew the very day that China would have it and we would have it and go all over the world and do all of this. And does he know about earthquakes, storms, floods, tornadoes? Is there anything that happens that God is not prepared for? The problem is we're not prepared for. This whole thing has been causing me to say, you know, we talk about prepping and having everything, and I always get a lot of stuff. People kid me about all my spam and everything, and I've got dozens and dozens of cans of spam, and you know, and most of the things we needed that the stores don't have, I had tucked away. Don't worry, I've hidden them. They're locked in safes now. But anyway, I dug holes in the ground, and I didn't really, but I want you to think I did. But the point being, what we are not prepared for is the spiritual, emotional thing. It should knock us over. God said these things would happen, and they happen to good people and bad people. Rains on the just and the unjust. And so viruses happen, earthquakes happen, storms, floods, tornadoes, whatever. These things happen. People get common colds. They get allergies. And he doesn't want us to freak out. The first thing he wants us to do is say, God, what's your will? This is for a reason. So, you know, sometimes we get upset and we got a little thing going on, and God's saying, I only allowed that to stop you. You've been running around, like little Chicken Little, you know, saying the sky's falling. I let you catch this so you'd sit and read the Bible for a day or two. And instead, we get on the cell phone and, you know, we got to get on Facebook. But I would encourage you when things happen to say, is God behind this for a reason? Do you think he's just mean? Or maybe he's telling me, slow down. Be still and know that I'm God. I let this happen so you'd read. Or just sit quiet for a little bit and let my spirit, who speaks in a still, small voice, say, I got you. I got this. Let him give you some direction. This kind of thing locking us in our homes, and I know people are getting upset about that, and yet, Christians, listen. What are you afraid of? What are you really afraid of? Perfect love casts out fear, and God is perfect love. Be cautious, yes. Wear your gloves, and you know, but what are you afraid of? I wonder if the fear inside of us is really of germs, or the fear that we're not as right with God as we should be, and maybe he won't protect us because there's some things not confessed, or maybe some habits or addictions. I'm not accusing anybody of anything. I'm just simply saying a lot of times the thing we're afraid of is ourselves. Most of my fears in my life have been, don't trust me, and there's something not quite right, and I haven't gotten it right with the Lord, so yeah, I'm afraid, and we all fear punishment from God, and he's not going to punish us. He doesn't have to, by the way. We punish ourselves with guilt, condemnation, beat ourselves up, and he's over there saying, will you stop it? My son died on the cross for you and rose again. Why don't you grab hold of that? And start having some faith in the real deal. God knows everything, and he knows all the little secrets in the world. He knows, I know I hear these conspiracy things that China's doing this, and some politicians are doing this, and maybe they are, maybe they aren't. But God knows, and he says, we just read, he's going to reveal all these secrets. They're going to come out. So you don't have to worry about it. The thing for us is to get in on his secrets. Learn the real secrets, the mysteries of this book, this Bible. God, listen, he knows all the right time and the thoughts and everything. He knows how to bring it all together. He knows when to end this thing. I wonder, though, if I'm seeing panic. I'm seeing distress, despair. But I'll tell you what's concerning me about this thing. I'm not seeing wholesale, sold out prayer. I'm not seeing God's people calling and encouraging each other. We're talking about this bill didn't pass and that didn't pass and how many more sick people they are, because that's what the media is doing. I wonder if God wants us to take a stand and say, enough's enough. God is God, and he rules over all this. And Lord, you can stop this. And we need encouragement. And we're supposed to encourage one another and love each other and give each other hope instead of saying, did you see how many more cases there were today? Let's just get real with it. They're going to report these things, and it's just negative, negative, negative. And we're told to be positive, 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 and faith, 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 faith. God knows about the sparrow. And he knows about you, and he's got all these gray hairs on my head now, and in this, especially this mustache, numbered. Well, if he cares about hair, he cares about you, and he can heal you, and he will provide for you. It's sad. We're seeing people just fighting over toilet tissue. How sad. But you don't see them fighting over a Bible, do you? How many people have been rushing into stores to buy a new Bible? I mean, I'm not trying to be ugly. It's just that, wow, where are we? And as Christians, God's calling us back saying, I'm watching you like a little sparrow. By the way, listen to me. You are God's little sparrow. Very precious to him. He knows where you are. He knows what little tree you're in now, all afraid of the predators flying over your head. And I got good news for you. God's not going to let one of those predators get you. He's already got you. And his angels protect you. Fear not. You're more valuable than those little sparrows. Now, I want to give you one more thing. I'm going to have to close this because I don't want to go forever. And this is new. This is my first one. And you know, if you see little glitches and things, and well, it's my first broadcast, you know, and hopefully the phone won't ring again, but, you know, that's okay. This is, it adds to the, adds a little bit to this. It's, and I want you to know something. It's terrible when I can't walk around. This, I just hate sitting here. So this is one of the hardest things I've done in my life. Lee's having, he's got a little leash, but you can't see it around me, and to hold me down. Say, don't get up. You'll get out of the range of this little camera on this thing. So what's the second point? God knows and cares about his people. Okay? He knows. He's got it all numbered. He knows your days. He knows everything. And let me tell you something. The lesson here we just read about the little sparrows and all that, it's really not about sparrows. It's about you. Jesus is trying to say, using the illustration of a little bird, it's just not worth much to us. But he's saying God cares about a little bird. So do you think he cares about your cough, your sneeze, your sore throat? You think he really cares? He cares about your job? You bet he does. Does he know you need money? Yes. Does he know about your kids? So you know there's things that you've got to get your children. He knows. And if you know he knows, then you know he's got it. And step out in faith and say, just God's got this. And if God's got this, guess what? God's got me. And he holds me in the palm of his hand. I'm his sweet, precious little sparrow. Don't forget it. God knows you're worried, and he knows you're concerned. He knows you're hurt. He knows your disappointments. He knows what each one of you are experiencing at this very minute. He knows your fears and your depression. There's people getting depressed. Of course they are. They feel lonely. I'm lonely. I hate this. I like talking. I want to go out and see people. You know, and I can't. And if I try to see them, they got on gloves and masks. And it's like, who are you? You know, used to, we feared somebody wearing a mask. We're going to get held up. This is going to pass. And I'm going to tell you one of the great things we can look forward to. Scriptural too. This too shall pass. It's going to be okay. And I look out my window right out here, and there's a couple of bird feeders. I go put feed in that every couple of days. I eat all that feed out of there. You say, what's the significance about that? I take my food from the hand of God, just like those birds take it out of that feeder. God uses my hands to pour it in that feeder. Well, God's hands is pouring feed in right now. He's giving us spiritual food, and God's hands will take care of you. You watch. And this will pass. This will pass. He knows everything that you're going through. He knows all your hang-ups, your habits, your successes, and your failures. And guess what? He still loves you. He's got all your hairs on your head numbered or wherever they're at. You know, he does. What is he trying to say through that? I'll never, never, ever leave you or forsake you. It's like the disciples out on that lake. Remember when the storm came up? Jesus was asleep in the boat. And they ran and woke him and said, Lord, you got to wake up here. We're going to drown. That's the way we are in this world right now. Everybody's saying we're going to drown. We forget. As long as Jesus is in that boat, she's going to float. And you're going to get to the other side. You just keep him in the boat. And he may be quiet. He may seem like he's sleeping. But I guarantee you, as Jesus is in your boat, which is in your heart, you're not going to sink. He may stretch your faith, may challenge you a bit, but in the end, we're more than conquerors through Christ who loves us. He knows and he cares, and I just want to give you this closing word. Do not fear. Do not fear. Do not fear. Instead, pray, praise, look up, not down. Reach out, not in. Reach out. God's reaching out for you. Believe and don't doubt. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him will not perish, but have everlasting life. And God will meet all of our needs according to his riches and glory in Christ Jesus. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Lord, give us this day, every day, our daily bread. And forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, trials, or testing. And don't let us be led into it by anyone or anything. And certainly not ourselves. But Lord, deliver us from evil. Plagues, viruses, bad people, the enemy, whatever it is, Lord, deliver us from evil. For yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. All honor, all glory to you, O Lord. God bless you, and I miss you, and love you, and see you soon. Amen and amen.